This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to this week's Business Radio Show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 369. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Staples and their Advantage program. They know how important it is for you to market your business to acquire and retain customers. Well, on this week's program, we're going to talk a lot about the mindset of an entrepreneur, what really goes on inside their heads, and what can you learn so you can be more successful. But first, I've said many times on the show before, people confuse being busy with being productive. Being busy is doing stuff. Being productive is doing the right stuff that moves your business forward. This gets confusing in this 24/7 internet connected culture where we're always getting interrupted. So what are the proactive steps that you can do to boost your productivity? Here to help is Chris Bailey. He's the author of The Productivity Project, Accomplishing More by Managing Your Time, Attention, and Energy. Chris turned down a lucrative job offer to pursue a lifelong career to spend a year performing a deep dive experiment into pursuit of productivity. After obtaining his business degree, he created a blog to chronicle a year-long series of productivity experiments he conducted on himself, where he has also continued his research with some of the world's foremost experts. Among the experiments that he tackled, Chris went several weeks without getting little or no sleep to cut out caffeine and sugar. He lived in isolation for 10 days. He used his smartphone for just an hour a day for 3 months. He gained 10 pounds of muscle mass. He stretched his work week to 90 hours. A late riser, he got 5:30 every single morning for 3 months, all while monitoring the impact of experiments on the quality and quantity of his work. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
That's a lot of stuff.
This sounds daunting when you put it,
you
like,
sound like Tim Ferriss, man.
I don't know.
So what'd you learn from all this?
The main thing was, you know, it's right in the subtitle of the book. We put it there on purpose. Is that, you know, it's not one of these corny, like, you know, follow this three-step model. But it was one of these lessons that I realized towards the end of the project that every single thing that I either experimented with or interviewed people about or researched, because I poured over, you know, hundreds of books, academic journal articles, fell into one of three categories, either our time, our attention, or our energy. And that led me to kind of the thought that productivity really is the confluence of these three things. And I totally agree with you on the whole busyness thing also that you were talking about at the top of the show. Productivity isn't about how much we produce. You know, we tend to equate productivity with how busy we are because we feel more productive when
exactly.
We're busier. But the feeling of productivity doesn't necessarily mean we're productive. It just might mean we're busy. And productivity is very much about how much we accomplish at the end of the day. And I think that's what's involved with that is managing your time, your attention, and your energy better.
Well, Chris, what you talk about in the book, and I agree with you, it says slowing down to work more deliberately is important. And that's just the opposite that most people do. We think we got to be faster and faster and faster and do all this multitasking. Why doesn't that work?
It works because the faster we work, the more likely we are to work on autopilot. And the less likely we are to step back and figure out what the right things that we should spend our time on are. And so I like to work at a slower, and it's a really more deliberate pace where you can figure out what you're working on in the moment and whether that is the right thing. And it's this whole idea that, you know, this autopilot mode that we work on where we kind of zombie out and check our email all day long, we don't accomplish much in that mode, but we accomplish way more when we slow down a bit, figure out what the most productive things are to work on. You know, if we spent all day planning, we wouldn't accomplish a single thing. Obviously, there has to be some sort of balance between planning and doing. But when we don't plan at all, when we just work in response to what comes our way, especially in the environment today, when we do knowledge work for a living, where we have more work to do than we have time to do it in, that just leads to feeling overwhelmed.
No question. We're talking with Chris Bailey. He's the author of The Productivity Project. Chris, you also talk in the book, and I think this is so incredibly important, is try to eliminate the unimportant things in your day. There's so much that we don't actually have to do, correct?
I think really most of us only have to do two or three things all day long. It's just that the minutia of the day, it's like Parkinson's law in a way, where he says that our work expands so as to fit the amount of time available for it. Our work tends to do that, and especially the lower return parts of our work. And so when we're walking down the hall, we're checking our email, we're checking social media, and when we have a bit of downtime, we're doing the exact same thing. Certain elements of our work expand to fit how much time we have available for them. But something like email, email is a great example because everybody struggles with email, including myself. It might not take up a ton of time, but it takes up a disproportionate amount of our attention. So we might spend maybe half an hour on it all day long, but we switch into that context from other contexts of our work maybe 60 times over the course of the day, which might be about average for the typical knowledge worker. You know, presuming they don't have those little Outlook notifications coming up in the
exactly.
bottom right-hand corner of their screen all day long. And so it goes to the idea that our attention is one of the rarest commodities that we have. You know, our time is the most limited, but by managing our attention better, you know, let's say there are two people. Well, let's say me and you, Barry, and you can bring 100% of your attention to your work. So you shut off distractions, you're not interrupted, you deal with interruptions ahead of time, you can... you build up how much attention you bring to the moment by not being distracted. And me, you know, I suck at managing my attention, let's say, theoretically. I've gotten better over time. And I bring 50% of my attention to my work. You know, if you bring 100% and I bring 50%, you're going to accomplish twice as much in the same amount of time because you're going to dive that much deeper into your work. And so it's very much not necessarily about time anymore. It's very much about attention and also energy.
Well, Chris, you say a couple of things that seem to be very counterintuitive, so I want to get your take on this. You said you talk about the 20-second rule to distract yourself from the inevitable distractions. What's the 20-second rule to distract yourself from distractions?
It sounds weird, doesn't it? It sounds like circular. The idea behind that is that 20 seconds is about enough temporal distance so that once a distraction is more than 20 seconds out of your way, it doesn't really weigh on your mind. And so for me, if there's chips in the house, you know, I'm going to devour the bag. Like I can't stop thinking about the fact that there's chips in the house. But what I do is, you know, I make sure those chips are, you know, more than 20 seconds away. So I keep them in the corner of the house where I won't be tempted to go to them. And, you know, same with freezing your chocolates, keeping them at the bottom of the freezer, keeping your social media passwords, you know, so that they take longer than 20 seconds to type in. That's enough distance so that these things don't really weigh on your mind. And the same is true in reverse. And so you can keep positive distractions and positive things less than 20 seconds away from you. And so right here is my filing cabinet. I don't know if you can hear me opening it and closing it right now, but the idea behind that...
We might need a sound effect. We didn't quite hear that.
Okay. Let me hold my phone right now. I'm not going to do that to you. It's one of those silent IKEA fancy filing cabinets. But the idea is that it's so close to my desk so that when I need to file something, it takes less than 20 seconds to do it. And so there's not a huge pile of stuff that I need to file. And you know, there's psychologists who keep, you know, their guitar next to their desk. And so if they want to learn to play guitar, if they're looking for a natural break, it's right there. It's not kind of buried somewhere. And so you can use it in both directions.
So, Chris, I want to hit a couple other things real quick the last couple of minutes. You say you have to schedule less time for important tasks.
Yeah.
Again, counterintuitive.
It is, but it works. And you know, managing our time, I think it's a way of managing our energy at the same time. So if somebody said, say it's Monday morning, and somebody came up to you and said, you know, Barry, you know, you want an all-expenses-paid trip to Australia, but it leaves tomorrow evening. You know, chances are you would find some way to do your entire week's worth of work in those 2 days, you know, in order for you to be able to go on the vacation. And this is the power of a deadline. So when you shrink how much time you spend on something, what you do is you expend more energy over that shorter distance of time so you can get it done. And the same is true for the high-impact tasks in our work. For me, it's writing. You know, writing is is one of the most aversive tasks in my work. I put it off because sometimes, you know, I have a business degree, so it's hard for me to write. I'm not a born writer or anything like that. But what I do is, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to write the entire afternoon working on this book, what I'll do is I'll schedule just an hour or an hour and a half to do the writing, which kind of creates an artificial deadline around that task so that I don't put it off and I expend more energy over that shorter distance of time and more attention so I can dive into it that much deeper.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the show. If you want to get in touch with Chris, you can go to www.alifeofproductivity.com. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, what is it really like to be an entrepreneur? What goes on inside their heads? Would you believe it's a lot like skiing? Straight ahead is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadways, I have a couple of other problems we're keeping an eye on right now. New problem on the outbound Eisenhower, where the two right lanes are blocked with an accident just before Mannheim. Delays beginning to mount in the area. Also, 57 northbound at US 30 still reports a rollover crash, blocking at least a lane. And the Kennedy outbound at Diversey still hearing reports of an accident there. Don't forget, though, that if you're traveling from the south end, you can hop on the Metra, as Rock Island Line will have additional service for the Southside Irish Parade, but there's an alcohol ban in effect for only the Rock Island. Rest of the roadways are looking good. We're seeing no other major problems. That's even with the overnight road work taking place in the area. And we're going to see some rain with temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at O'Hare, you're seeing a temperature of 47, 48 Midway, 42 Lakefront. Next update comes your way in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Republicans ask, you know, what works, what doesn't work? Republicans appeal to your head.
The Joe Walsh Show.
But what do Democrats say? Let everybody in. Let everybody come to America. Don't build walls. Tear down walls. It's why we're in the problem we're in. Republicans cannot make freedom and individual responsibility important.
The Joe Walsh Show. Weeknights starting at 5. Right after Sean Hannity at 2 on AM 560. The Answer.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4343 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4343.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
There are a lot of great analogies about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, riding the roller coaster up and down. My next guest thinks the best one is skiing. Catherine Kemp Guillet is an author, speaker, and certified nutritional counselor and coach with a master's degree in business. She left management counseling with a Fortune 500 company to found Nurture, a national nonprofit that provides wellness education to tens of thousands of children and parents. She's involved in a small, thriving business community in Ketchum, Idaho, as a mentor for the Ketchum Innovation Center. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry.
All right. Now, I've only been skiing actually one time, and
That's
I was 25 years old, and I was scared out of my mind. So that is a lot like entrepreneur, being scared out of your mind. But tell us about the metaphor for skiing being like an entrepreneurship.
Well, fear is definitely a big factor, and doubt and fear are two important things to overcome, whether it's in skiing or whether it's in business. But I think sports in general is just a fantastic metaphor for small businesses and for entrepreneurs. I mean, for one thing, sports is ultra competitive. You know, it's this binary thing. You either win or you lose, right? And there's so much at stake, right? And so that's very similar to, you know, venture capitalists. You know, it's a binary kind of situation. Focus is also extremely important. And above all, the mental game. Attitude is everything.
So let's talk about a couple of those. You say about getting over doubt and fear, but do you think as small business owners, we ever really get over the doubt and fear, or do we just really make those butterflies, as Dale Carnegie says, those butterflies in our stomach to fly in formation?
Yes, I love Dale Carnegie, by the way, and I think his training is a fantastic platform for folks that want to get out there and spread their messages. But yes, we don't necessarily overcome doubt and fear by getting rid of them. What we do is we learn how to harness them and use them to our advantage. And I was so surprised when I sat down and I interviewed Olympic athletes and elite athletes, people that were in the X Games, right? You know, I just thought these people were like super, you know, human. And I sat down and I interviewed them for my book, for Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slopes. And I said, what do you do about, do you have fear? I mean, first of all, I was surprised to find out that they do. And their answer was, it's actually a problem if they don't have fear.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, people always talk to me. I every single week I'm going up and talking in front of large groups of people, and they say, well, do you ever have fear right before you go up? I go, every single time. But it keeps me on the edge, and it keeps me frosty, and it keeps me wanting to do better. So I think fear is actually a good thing. Now, you also, Catherine, can get immobilized by fear, and that's not a good thing.
That's true. I mean, when it gets – you have to know how to become friends with fear and how to use it to your advantage. Being immobilized by fear is obviously never something we want to do. So people come up with different strategies. I think there's a whole spectrum of them. I'll just give listeners a couple of things that I've heard that are very effective. Obviously, deep breathing is very important. So just getting in touch with your breath, if you're feeling afraid, can be extremely helpful. There's a couple of body positioning things. You might have heard of Amy Cuddy in Harvard. You know, she's done this wonderful TED Talk about how our body speaks to our mind and vice versa. A lot of the Olympic athletes that I interviewed, they stand in the Wonder Woman pose, which is your legs are sort of wide, you know, in a powerful pose. You've got your hands on your hips.
And you got one of those cool belts, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. And swag is always a good idea, right? And so, you know, you're telling your body that you're powerful, and you're telling your mind that you're powerful, and it's all connected. So that's the second strategy. The third is, you know, you could come up with your own almost like visualization. I interviewed this X Games gal who went through this visualization every time she got into that ski cross gate, you know, that crazy sport where it's like motocross on snow. And she would go through this visualization where she would become literally like an avatar, like from the movie where she was superhuman. So again, it's breath, it's visualization, and it's using a couple of simple and easy techniques to get the mind and body connected to get over that fear and use it.
We're talking with Catherine Kemp Guillet. She's the author of Mountain Mantras. I really believe this idea of the mental attitude is really important. I mean, I know that many years ago, Catherine, The Secret made a big deal that you are what you basically think about. But it's true, especially in sports, if you focus on failing, you know that you're going to fail. So whatever attitude you come into it, you know, if you, as I say, if you think you can do it, you're right. If you think you can't do it, you're also right.
Exactly, exactly. And I interviewed a lot of sports psychologists for the book that said, you know, it's really, this is a mental game, and so many athletes, just like so many business people, can get stuck on that last, you know, miss shot or that last fall or whatever it is. So you have to remember that happiness begets success, meaning, you know, you got to get out of the rut, and you got to, like, focus on the positive, and that will actually have this ripple effect, whether you want to call it, you know, the secret, you know, which is all about the law of attraction and manifestation, or you want to just go to the basic science, which is, you know, documented in, you know, the Happiness Advantage. It's documented in Thrive by Arianna Huffington. It really shows that people that are embracing the positive attitude are those that are going to be successful.
One of the things you talk about in the book is this idea in snow sports and skiing. You say it involves throwing yourself down the mountain, getting your weight forward, and committing to the fall line. That sounds pretty scary to me.
It is, and it's a real catchy phrase. I feel like it had a lot of stickiness factor with my audiences because they're wondering, what does she mean? I don't mean actually literally going up to the top of the mountain and throwing yourself down. It's the last mantra of my six mantras in the book, and what it really involves, it's assuming that you've already, you know, you've set your foundation, you have your vision, you know how to set your goals, and you've learned from your mistakes, so you have all those things in place. And really, in business, it's the same thing. Once you have a lot of these things in place, what you really need to do, here's the word, you need to commit. You need to commit 100% to what you're doing, because that is the same thing that you do in skiing. If you're throwing yourself back, right, if you're holding your weight back, guess what happens? You the weight gets on the back of your skis, and you accelerate, and you go out of control and usually crash. So I learned by needing to basically throw my weight down the mountain, which was counterintuitive. I learned that full commitment, 100% engagement in what you're doing leads to success. So there's that skiing metaphor between that, between small business, entrepreneur, success.
And this idea of focus is really important. You know, I've been doing a lot of karate for 13 or 14 years, and we use something called a bow to fight with, which is really a six-foot-long stick. And I always love doing bow work because if you don't really focus, you're going to get hit, right? So you really have to stay engaged. And I think that's a real challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, Catherine, because we're getting distracted constantly. We have to really fight to be engaged and fight to focus.
It is so true. I mean, and focus is also about having that zooming out vision, because you're right, Barry. We have millions of texts, we have emails, we have Twitter, social media, we have all these things coming at us, and it's all amplified if you're in a small business and you're an entrepreneur and you're wearing all these hats, right? So we have to figure out a way to kind of get out of the minutiae, and I call it zooming out for the best of you. And I'm happy. I would love it if listeners want to get in touch with me via makewellnessfun.com. There's a contact button on there. I will send the free chapter on zooming out, and it's creating a vision so that you know where you're going, because a lot of times when you're in that minutiae, it's really hard to pick up your head and say, okay, what's the bigger picture here? It's like Stephen Covey's, you know, is my ladder up against the right wall? And I love giving away free gifts. It comes from my work in nonprofit. So anyone that contacts me via that makewellnessfun.com site, I'd be happy to send over my tips from the book about vision.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. This idea of vision, I think, is important because, again, I think it's another area where people have analysis paralysis, right? And I believe you got to break it down to small steps. Is that what it's like in skiing or any of the snow sports?
Oh, I love that. I love that phrase, analysis paralysis. We used to use that all the time in consulting when we would go into a company and, you know, they would say, oh, we did this and we did this study,
right, exactly,
and we did this and blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, okay, well, how long have you been doing
right.
this for? Oh, a couple of years, you know. And so it was, some of the times you just have to say, okay, I've studied it and I'm going to make the first move. And in skiing, oh my gosh, the best vision for folks, whether you've skied or not, is when you're at the top of the run, especially those runs that are called mogul runs where they're bumpy, if you look at that whole run, you're going to be completely overwhelmed and you're going to be at the top of it and you're never going to move because you're going to be terrified. And so what I learned from a wonderful instructor one day is she goes, Catherine, you can get down the first one, right? Just the first bump. Just make one turn and then plant your pole, make the next turn. Plant your pole, make the next turn. And so basically what she was doing is she was taking this huge vision, like a huge run, and she was breaking it down step by step. And then I'm like,
Catherine,
okay.
I'm sorry. We got to leave it there. We're out of time for this segment.
Okay. Break it down. You can do anything.
Break it down. Thanks for being on the show. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
University of Portland has launched a Speak Up webpage that encourages students to report incidents of discomfort to its public safety department.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
You don't even have to experience it. If you observe someone else experiencing an interaction of intolerance, then you go ahead and call the university's public safety department.
I just died a little inside.
Get your kids out of these overpriced totalitarian re-education centers.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Kansas City police pepper spray two large groups of people outside last night's Donald Trump rally. Meantime, Ted Cruz is denouncing Trump for causing the protest with his aggressive rhetoric.
He also makes the point that organizations like Black Lives Matter and Move On have been essentially crashing the Trump rallies and picking these fights, and makes the argument, as Trump has, that all of the candidates have the right to free speech.
Fox's Carl Cameron in college hoops.
Isaiah Whitehead ties it up at 67.
Seton Hall upsets Villanova to win the Big East. Oregon wins the Pac-12 title. North Carolina, the ACC. Kansas takes the Big 12 and Michigan State the Big 10. And today is Selection Sunday, when teams find out if they made the NCAA tournament. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. No accidents as they've been cleared up from the roadways right now. So you're looking good on the Edens, 19 minutes apiece to and from Lake Cook and the Kennedy Junction. Kennedy inbound and outbound 20, either way you go to and from O'Hare, with the express lanes inbound at 8 minutes. Eisenhower is good at 29 apiece to and from Thorndale, 16 back and forth from Mannheim, and there are no Stevenson delays either. 34 apiece to and from 355. The Dan Ryan's 15 apiece to and from 95th. Tollways are nice and light as well, and this report is sponsored by Fix Auto Collision Centers. Crash your car? You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto Collision Centers, with locations throughout Chicago. Call Fix Auto Collision Centers today at 800-INFO-FIX. 1-800-INFO-FIX. That's 1-800-INFO-FIX. Going to see some rain throughout the day with temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, O'Hare clocking at 47, 48 Midway. Next updates in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
More leads. That's what every small business wants, right? If you want to eliminate the guesswork with a truly effective lead generation tool, it's time to try out PureChat. PureChat's simple live chat software is the easiest way for small businesses to answer customer questions and capture leads from their desktop or mobile device. Sign up free at PureChat.com and start generating more leads. PureChat.com, the truly effective lead generation tool.
Christmas and the new year are over, it's time to think a little about yourself. Maybe treat yourself to a MyPillow. I'm Joe Walsh, and I have slept better for years with MyPillow. If you've procrastinated, don't put it off. MyPillow is a premium pillow with four different loft levels that's customized to your individual preference. And for my listeners who use the promo code Joe, you'll get two MyPillows for the price of one. It's MyPillow's best offer. It's so important. Get a great night's sleep. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, and allergies. Plus, it's washable, keeps its shape, and gives you support where you need it most. That's why it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For this two for the price of one offer, visit MyPillow.com or call 1-800-489-0201 and use that promo code Joe. Do it now, 1-800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, 1-800-489-0201.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
The entrepreneur really is a different kind of business person. I believe you actually have to think differently. You have to be able to handle all the ups and downs, get used to change, be resilient, be able to handle the stress, and know when to hold on and when just to give it up. My next guest takes a deep look at the entrepreneurial mindset. Beverly Jones is a master of reinvention. She led university programs for women before trailblazing her career as a Washington lawyer and Fortune 500 executive. Based in Washington, D.C., Beverly works with accomplished leaders in Congress and major federal agencies, NGOs, universities, and large corporations. Beverly, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
So tell us, what does it mean, someone to think like an entrepreneur? Aren't they just business people like the rest of us?
I think that there are characteristics that set entrepreneurial thinkers apart. And actually, part of the focus of my book is that if you can think like an entrepreneur, you can succeed just about anywhere. Part of it is an ability to manage that voice in your head so that you don't get in your own way when you're feeling discouraged. Another thing is to relentlessly refocus on customers, whether the customers are your retail customers or your investors or your boss if you're working in a big organization.
So, Bev, what do you do with that voice in your head? Because we always, all of us have those voices in our head. I get that voice in my head almost every single morning. Do we just deny it? Do we accept it? What do we do?
A couple of tricks that work pretty well when you practice. One is to simply notice it and recognize that it's not the real essential you, and it may be wrong. It's just like an old tape in your head. So some people find that just noticing it and letting it go works. Another thing is to answer back. I've sort of learned to argue with my own voice. It was telling me that women aren't welcome here, you know, back when I was the first woman in a law firm years ago. And I just answered back saying, I'm going to do a great job and they're going to be glad to have me. So reframing that message so that you respond in a different way is another way to deal with it. But the thing is, there are lots of options to manage the voice, and we all can do it. We all can learn how to do that so we're not run by that inner voice.
The other thing for the entrepreneurial mindset, we have to get used to constant change. I mean, I say that's really the only constant is change when you're an entrepreneur. How do you do that since most of us really want to have rituals and habits, and that's where you find a steady base?
One of the things you do is you create those rituals and habits and support systems elsewhere in your life. If you've got a solid social structure, if you have habits that help you through the day, then no matter what's happening in the marketplace, you have a solid base.
And so that solid base, is that really the people in your company, that people outside your company, or both?
It's both. One thing that sets apart the great entrepreneurs I've seen is that they understand that networking is really about building relationships and connections. It's focusing on the people who are around you and actually connecting with them, but also focusing on your community, focusing on the other people you're going to bump into on the marketplace. Your community of relationships will travel with you in every phase of your career.
And this is really important, Bev, because being an entrepreneur by its very nature, because you're the boss, because you're out there alone, because you're doing something new, it can be tough.
Absolutely. When I'm working with a new client, one of the first things I do is try to get a sense of who have they surrounded themselves with, and how can they look to their social structure for support, because it is tough out there.
Because you're going to need that support, because there's going to be stress, there's going to be setbacks, right?
That's it. It happens to everybody. And how you respond to the setbacks is what counts. So if you can manage your own attitude, your own response, and you can look for people who can help you learn and help you spot the next opportunity, you're going to have much greater resilience.
See, I always think this idea of resilience is so important, because you really have to know as an entrepreneur, because I've been there three times myself, when to strive forward when everyone tells you you're crazy, and when you really got to give up the ship and you really can't be blinded by your passion. You got to forget about it.
Yeah, so not fooling yourself into thinking what you're doing now is the perfect thing, allowing yourself to keep learning, keep growing, always looking at the opportunity down the road. It makes it much easier to move along if you're not so wedded to the current thing that you can't see the next thing. I always like to see people with a side gig or another interest or something that's keeping them moving forward at the same time they're working hard on their day job.
And I think that's really important, because we get so wrapped up into it that whatever we do for business as an entrepreneur, it really defines who we are totally and completely.
That is so short-sighted, and yet it's such a trap that's easy to fall into.
I think that's absolutely true. Bev, we're out of time for this segment. Where can people tell us the name of the book, and where can people get a copy, and where can men get in touch with you?
The book is Think Like an Entrepreneur, Act Like a CEO. You can get it on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. My website is clearwaysconsulting.com, and that's Beverly E. Jones on the book.
Beverly Jones, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Coming up in our next segment, it's 2016. Isn't this the year you make more money? I'm going to show you how to get your business unstuck. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Guardian Security Services Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. New problems on 8094 westbound right before Grant Street, where we are getting reports of a car is reported in the ditch. I do want to remind you about a couple of parades going on today. The Northwest Side Irish Parade closes Northwest Highway between Neola and Harlem. Also, the South Side Irish Parade will close Western between 99th and 119th. And in Plainfield, we do have a closure on Des Plaines Street between Oakland and Chicago. It's a side street just west of downtown, but nonetheless, it will create more problems throughout the day, as we will see plenty of closures in regards to the Plainfield Irish Parade and Festival. A lot of these closures will wrap up in that area at 6 p.m., but definitely avoid 59 or Plainfield altogether if you don't have to be there. Forecast for today looking like rain with temperatures in the upper 50s, 47 O'Hare Midway. Your next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
I feel great. I've always felt pretty good, but once I started taking them in September, I couldn't have felt any better. Everybody in my household's been sick through the holidays. We've had bad snowstorms here, and I feel great.
This is a wonderful thing. I'm really getting a lot of benefits from it. I'm 70 years old. I'm going to be 71 in April, and I just feel generally much better. I would also say there have been all kinds of colds and flu around me, and I haven't caught any of them. I have arthritis, and that has not been as much as it used to be by a long shot. So it's touched me in many areas.
Good health is just a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Call now and take the health challenge to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, 20 years ago, Lisa Nichols was a single mother dependent on public assistance and jumping from one dead-end job to another. She determined to break out of this defeatist mindset, negative behavior, and bad habits that were holding her back. She resolved to change her life. As she's now the founder and chief executive officer of Motivating the Masses. She's also the New York Times bestselling author of No Matter What and the reoccurring motivational coach on the Steve Harvey Show and the Today Show. She's got a new book out. It's called Abundance Now, Amplify Your Life and Achieve Prosperity Today. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you.
Lisa, I'm always impressed by people that are able to make that transition because it's so hard. Most of us get stuck in the way that we were brought up. How'd you break free of that?
Well, the one thing I did was I began to figure out what don't I know. I began to just deep dive into books about leadership, transformation, business, you know, life change. I knew that what I knew in my head got me where I was. So obviously there was something I didn't know. So I became adamant about searching for the unknown, just learning what I don't know. That was number one. Then number two, I surrounded myself with people who seemingly were going in the same direction that I wanted to go in. They were just 2 to 10 steps ahead of me. Those two things, what I put in my mind and who I surrounded myself with, were the two key things.
So really, what was the tipping point? You said, you know something, I really can do this. It's not just a dream. It's not just something I'm reading about.
Well, you know, it didn't come in a big wave. It came in small, small steps. I think we look for too many big moments when I think the beauty and the transformation and the change are in the needlepoint moves. So I did it little by little. I started speaking at real small, you know, no fee, no compensation places, and people said, I'm inspired by you. So then I spoke at a few more. I spoke for free 43 times over the course of 3 years just to see if it felt good. And then I charged my first time I got paid, I got paid $50 to speak. And so it was a small needlepoint move watching the results. I didn't watch the action as much as I watched the results of my work.
I think that's so important because a lot of people are looking for this big one tipping point movement.
Yes.
And it really comes very, very incrementally, right?
It's a whisper. You may not even hear it because you're looking for a scream. You're listening for a scream when there are 1,000 whispers around you telling you you're on the right path, no shift left, back up a little bit. That doesn't feel good. I listen for the whispers, not the screams.
You know, with the minute we had left, I just wanted to talk to you about, you have this great formula for success called the 4 E's. And one of them I'm really fascinated by is this idea of enchantment, because we don't hear that too much, but I love that term.
Yes.
What is that about?
Relationship enchantment is really looking at the guidelines to improve, attract, or empower rocket-boosting relationships, understanding and putting your relationships in context. At the end of your life, when you sit down and there's nothing else you can do, you will not determine the quality of your life based on how much money you have in the bank, the title on your business card, or the number of meetings or radio shows or keynote speakings that you did. You will determine the quality of your life based on the enchantment of your relationships. And so it really is talking about up-level your relationships and everything else will follow.
Lisa, I really love that because, again, we are who the company that we keep. And then one of your first steps was in surround yourself with people that you want to be like. So, Lisa, where can people get in touch with you?
They can go to Join Lisa Live. And I love when you go there because not only can you get in touch with me, not only can you get the book if you go to Amazon, it's all linked there, but I give you some free downloads of me discussing different parts of the book, making it come to life with you and for you. And so there's some bonus gifts there that are really wonderful. So that's joinlisalive.com. And then you're on our registration list for some of the great things that we may do in the future for free. And we'll just invite you out because the two things I want to do is I want to empower your mind the way mine was empowered. And I want to put you in a group of people that are amazing and wonderful. And we can do that. So join thelive.com. We'll do it.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us this week. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
When elderly family